flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
As we've talked about Super Bowl a lot of folks have asked the question repeatedly over and over again, why are we doing this? Why does it take a Super Bowl? Why does it take this? Why does it take that? There's a whole host of reasons for it, right? You want to leverage every opportunity you can to achieve any number of things. But what's interesting is I started about a week ago reading the Kansas City Star, the Philadelphia Inquirer, and the others that were in the Buffalo paper, as well as in Washington, and now I've kind of narrowed it down to the two, watching what they're saying about us and watching what's being posted about the city of New Orleans and watching about how they are going to address their fans and what information they will be providing to their fans as they really just hit the websites and wanted to start booking trips, and everyone had been booking hotel rooms, and there's transfers now going on back and forth, folks canceling reservations, rebooking reservations, a lot of activity. The frenzy is out there. There's no doubt. And you come across articles that are kind of a little zany that are out there, but that are a lot of fun and really talk about some of the little nuances of New Orleans. And I came across one just yesterday, actually, in the Kansas City Star. And it was interesting to me. It was the author is a guy by the name of David Hudnall. He's a writer. He's a journalist, right? And he says... he starts the article, and I'm just going to read it. It's a short article. I'll read it to you because I think it's kind of interesting, and it really talks about some of the things that we enjoy. It's not all that we are. I get it, and I know I'm going to get some comments about, this is all that New Orleans is. But these are the kind of little nuanced stories that I think are really difference makers for people, that pique folks' curiosity about this place that we call home, right? And he starts out the article, people sometimes ask me, what would you do if you washed out of the reporting business? It's a fair question. These are not exactly tenured positions we're working here in local journalism. My stock answer is that I plan to move to New Orleans and bartend until I die. It is not really a joke. I have bartended on and off throughout my career in journalism, like many folks, right? Really? I mean, that's just a little commentary. It's a nice side hustle. Sometimes customers even bless you with story tips. I don't really have any other skills besides writing and bartending. So that's the backup plan. Work at a bar. And the way I figure it, if I'm going to be bartending full time, New Orleans is the place to do it. If I plan to surf every day for the rest of my life, I'd move to Oahu. If I'm going to be serving drinks, I may as well do it in the most festive city in America. Maybe it's a dreamy and unrealistic plan, but New Orleans has the effect on people. I visited for the first time 10 years ago and have been back just about every year since. Sometimes you go to a place and it just agrees with you. You feel more like yourself there. That is how I feel in New Orleans. I sometimes dance when I'm in New Orleans. Nobody in Kansas City has ever seen me dance. Over the next 10 days, I'll be writing a bunch of stories from New Orleans that I hope will illuminate some things about the city that make it so special. I don't actually know what those stories are yet, though. I'll figure it out when I get there. In the meantime, I thought I'd mention a few bars I'm excited to hit up after I touch down Wednesday. I don't claim to be an expert on the city, but I know some gems. So these are the types of, you know, articles that you get when you host a Super Bowl. And you can multiply this by X, right? But these are the things that this one individual says about, I found a city where I feel more comfortable than the place that I'm living at the present time. Those types of stories are compelling. And when, as a dancer, as someone who loves to dance, it's funny. I was talking yesterday about going to see the Eagles at the Sphere. The one rule at the Sphere that just drove me crazy is that you could not stand up and dance. They didn't allow it. The moment you did, they had like a laser light thing that shined on you, to, you know, telling people to sit down. It was the craziest thing ever. After the concert, I ran into a guy waiting for the ladies that were in a long restroom line, and from Michigan. And he said, you know, I was on the front row and I stood up and they kept telling me to sit down. And I said, yeah, it was really weird. He goes, where are you guys from? I said, New Orleans. He goes, well, we don't dance as much as y'all do. But I'm going to tell you, if they were playing in Michigan, there is no way we would have sat down through the entire concert. These are those little nuanced things that you just can't buy. Right? You can't. You can't find them. These are gems. These are what are called gems. It's something that Walt Leger and I and Michael Heck and I talk a lot about. It's, and this one just kind of struck me that in a couple of paragraphs hit the real nuance about what it was for this individual.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep. Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Individual that he revealed things about himself here that he did not at the place that he calls home. A little striking. I know people are going to text in and say, okay, what are the bars that he wants to, that he's already picked out for folks in Kansas City to visit when they come to this town next week or maybe even before. First off, and I'll just name them, Molly's at the Market, Pal's, Tipitina's, BJ's Lounge, St. Rock Tavern, The Apple Barrel, Sazerac Bar, Hot Tin, Chart Room, Miss May's. He's obviously been here quite a bit because there are some on this list that a lot of people don't know anything about. But these are the reasons why you want a Super Bowl. These are the reasons why you work so hard. These are the reasons why we are very fortunate to have individuals that put themselves out there to make sure that this place that we put on the lipstick, we put on the best show that we can, because we know that human nature is the first impression is the lasting impression, and we want to make sure that these folks come back, like this individual, for 10 years in a row, coming back after he had an occasion to visit the city. And that's why it's so important for us to host these issues. And that's why it's so important to put our best foot forward as well. We'll talk a lot about that with Michael Heck, and I know that we're going to have Walt Leger on at some point, either this week or next week, and we'll talk more about those topics as well.